This is a good deal for Wyoming. It could be a good deal. We can't even start to figure it out until we pass this bill.
State Mass for expanding Medicaid.
That was Medicaid expansion, attempt number 4 from Wyoming Senator Kale Case. Here we go. But that wasn't the end of it. 5 times in the last legislative session, Senator Kale Case attempted to get Medicaid expansion pushed through the Wyoming legislature. But he didn't bring it in a bill. Nope, he tried to sneak it in with a budget amendment. Actually, he tried that move twice in the last session. You know, slip in a budget-crushing amendment under the radar. And we all know what type of politician does things underhandedly. Democrats. But in Wyoming, we call them redcoats. And the reason for that is they can't be honest with themselves or with Wyoming citizens. So they run as Republicans because there's no way possible they would get elected otherwise. Redcoats. Well, good morning, my friends, and welcome to another installment of Morning Reload from high above all other pedantic and puerile forms of Wyoming mainstream media. This is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming. Now, in Cowboy State Politics, we believe that any proper nickname has to be rightfully earned. And so it is with Senator Kale Case, or should I say, Nancy Case. Here's why. And we all remember this little gem, don't we?
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Yeah, wasn't that just great? And now, here's Senator Nancy Case. But you see, his obsession with Medicaid expansion isn't enough to earn him a nickname. Well, that was until he said this.
This is a good deal for Wyoming. It could be a good deal. We can't even start to figure it out until we pass this bill.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Man, they could be just like brother and sister. You know, every time I play those two together, I feel a little bit like the Emperor off of Star Wars.
And now, henceforth, you shall be known as Nancy Case.
It's funny, but actually it's kind of scary. Because Nancy Case takes every opportunity possible to try to push through Medicaid expansion in Wyoming. No punches are pulled, no rocks are left unturned. Nancy Case takes every opportunity he can. And here's the funny thing. He wants you to believe that he's a Republican. And he's not alone. There's a whole bunch of legislators down in Cheyenne that want you to believe that they're Republicans, even though they push the most radical left-wing policies that they could possibly come up with. And all of them go after the Wyoming GOP for being too radical. Now, let me just ask you something. If you're the Wyoming senator that's trying to push single-payer health care in your state, and you know that the vast majority of Republicans in your state are definitely against it, and you claim to be a Republican, and then you accuse anyone who is opposed to your policy as being members of the radical right wing, doesn't that by definition make you a radical? Yeah, and it also gives you the nickname of Nancy Case. Before we go any further, a little egregious self-promotion. You can listen to the podcasts on any of your favorite podcasting apps. Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, iTunes, really any of them will work. But the easiest way is just to go to the website, cowboystatepolitics.com. There, you can find all of the shows as well as any of the articles that I might bring up during the course of a program. If your name is Senator Nancy Case and you're dumb enough to believe that Wyoming citizens are falling for your left-wing radical policies, well, you can go to cowboystatepolitics.com and find out where you've been wrong all along. Cowboy State Politics is brought to you by Morton Buildings. If you're in the market for an outbuilding or a garage or a barn or a roping arena or a giant warehouse, Well, you need to call my friends Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings, 307-674-2532. These guys are the experts in metal building construction. They've been doing it longer than anybody else around, and they definitely do it better than anybody else around. So give Nick and Jesse a call, 307-674-2532, or you can check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. Over the weekend, Senator Nancy Case took to the pages of the Pravda on the Platte to lecture you on what it actually means to be a Republican in Wyoming. Now, let me just put this in perspective for you. We're to take political advice from a guy who said this.
I think it's a misinterpretation of the word or.
A misinterpretation of the word or. Wow! Nancy is not exactly a fountain of political knowledge, or linguistics for that matter. See, the word or just keeps cropping up all over the place when you're talking about Nancy Case. He claims to be a Republican, or he's a redcoat. I think we know what the answer to that is. So in this ridiculous op-ed, Nancy makes the assertion that the Republican Party platform is some sort of right-wing radical list that we're wanting everybody to adhere to under pain of death. That's what he wants you to believe, because if you agree with the Republican Party platform, then there's no way possible that you would agree with his Medicaid expansion. So just to clear things up a little bit, let me read to you the planks of the Republican Party platform, and you just tell me if you disagree with any of them. Numero uno. All individuals are endowed by their creator from the moment of conception to the moment of natural death, with the rights of life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. Number two. Every citizen is equal before the law. 3. The rights of individuals to keep and bear arms and ammunition shall not be infringed. 4. The pursuit by an individual to rightfully acquire and keep and enjoy his own property is foundational. Number 5. We support the protection of private property from the use of eminent domain. 6. The right to practice one's faith is a fundamental natural right. 7. We believe that the definition of marriage is the union between one man and one woman. The traditional family is based on the foundation of marriage between one man and one woman, and it is the best institution and is the authority on how to provide children with education and training to develop and prepare them for society. Liberty is indivisible from economic freedom. Number 10. The citizens of the United States are the ultimate authority. 11. Our constitutional representative republic remains the best political system. 12. The Constitution of the United States establishes a more perfect union of sovereign states, not a group of subordinate subsidiaries. 13. The United States must maintain its national sovereignty. 14. It is incumbent upon the federal government to maintain a strong military defense for the protection of the people. 15. All taxes collected must be used for constitutional purposes. That's probably the one that Nancy disagrees with. 16. The Wyoming Republican Party supports the teaching of the Constitution of the United States and the State of Wyoming and the Declaration of Independence. 17. We believe in the state's primacy over water, wildlife, minerals, and natural resources. 18. The Wyoming Republican Party opposes the unionization of public employees. 19. Our liberty and continued success of our Republican form of federal government demands on the continuous vigilance by we the people. And number 20. Freedom of speech is a fundamental right secured by the United States Constitution and the Constitution of the State of Wyoming. How extreme. And do you know how we came up with the platform? Well, see, at the last convention, the majority of the delegates from each county voted on it. A majority, that would be most, the greatest number, which would mean that the vast majority of Wyoming Republicans kind of agree with the platform, Nancy. In his latest piece of political pontification published yesterday entitled Big Tent Republicans, We Need You, Nancy says, and I quote, this party's central committee proposed to require citizens to choose and maintain a party affiliation aligned with an extreme platform before candidates even begin filing for office. Yeah. Those totally extreme 20 points that I read to you earlier. He goes on, and I quote, party leadership is making moves to block duly elected precinct committee and selected delegates from the more moderate Natrona and Laramie counties from participating in the state convention echo chamber where the party platform will be decided, end quote. Well, the first one, Natrona County, the reason they only have 6 delegates, which that means they're by definition not blocked, but anyhow, the reason they only have 6 is they refuse to pay their county shares. They owe the state party in excess of $25,000. and Laramie County, the reason why they're probably only going to get 6 delegates is because they didn't hold a legal vote in their county. Behind closed doors, Dani Olson and her county leadership party decided who was going to go to the convention and who was not. They did not allow the county to vote on those individuals. That's, by definition, disenfranchising their entire county. Let's see here. How did Nancy put it in his ridiculous op-ed? Oh, yeah, here we go. And I quote, "Numerous vacancies have been filled by hand-picked appointments of like-minded people," end quote. You see, if you pay attention close enough, you can divine the truth out of what these redcoats are actually telling you. You know, it's the old bait and switch. They accuse you of what they are actually doing. Here's another one for you, and I quote, "Leadership is making moves to block duly elected precinct committee and selected delegates," end quote. Yep, that's exactly what Laramie County Chairperson Dani Olson and her buddies did. Blocked people from being representatives of their constituents. Oh, what'd I forget? It's only us conservatives that do that. Right, Nancy? Well, anyway, let's get back to this Medicaid expansion business. Now, I read you all of the planks from the Republican Party platform in Wyoming. Medicaid expansion doesn't agree with any of those. And yet, that is Nancy Case's entire mission in Cheyenne. Well, at least it's been that way for the last couple of years. So if your whole mission is to pass Medicaid in the state of Wyoming, or Medicaid expansion, rather, in the state of Wyoming, that by definition means that you are not a Republican, even though you carry that little R with you. To further illustrate my point, let's look at a couple of indexes. First, WyoVote. Nancy Case is the 10th most liberal senator in the Wyoming Senate. And when you lump all of the legislators together, Nancy Case shows up way down at number 46. If you look at Wyo Rhino, it paints an even more dire picture of him. It shows him at a 30%, which means that he is in the bottom third of legislators in the state of Wyoming. To put it another way, that means two-thirds of Wyoming Republicans disagree with the policies of Senator Nancy Case. So there's one thing that you can do with this stupid opinion piece by Cale Case. Get rid of it. Let me leave you with just one more thought about Medicaid expansion and Senator Nancy Case. 5 times in the last session, he attempted to get this bill pushed through. 5 times. The final 2 times were both amendments to the budget bill. The first one, which we alluded to earlier, was shut down. And then he tried it again and ended up withdrawing the amendment. This is Senator Nancy Case's sole mission in the Wyoming legislature, to get Medicaid expansion passed. It opens the door to single-payer health care. It is a government takeover of one of your fundamental rights, the right to make your own health care decisions for you and your family. And Senator Nancy Case wants the government to do it for you, because that's how it's going to end up. So the next time you see one of these dumb op-eds in the Red Star or the Cowpie from one of these redcoats, the only thing they're trying to do is to convince you that they're a conservative when they're clearly not. Do your own homework and make sure you know the difference. From the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is Cowboy State Politics.